Jordan, congratulations. Another guy here that obviously you've been tutoring that's getting a lot of NFL looks. Just tell us a little bit about your relationship with Tyree, where it started and, you know, where it's gone.
You know, it's been great to spend time with him, get to know him. I mean, it started with him DMing me on Instagram. You know, he's a guy who always wants to get better and see how he can do that. And so we had spent time together last summer a little bit, got a chance to get to know each other. And then was just kind of helpful throughout the season. You know, a lot of times it's just via text and phone calls is how I work with guys during the season, NFL, college, and high school. And, you know, he was forced with a tough decision at the end of the year to stay, to go, to look at other options. And I always try and play the role of asking questions and saying, hey, like, you need to answer these questions yourself, as opposed to making decisions, you know, help, you know, these guys have to make all these decisions on their own. And what do I do with leaving? And what do I do with agents? And what do I do? All that stuff. Where do I train? And so, Tyree's a decisive kid, and so to work with him the last few months, and as he, you know, gets ready for the NFL, it's one of those things where a lot is changing. They're going from amateur to professional. That's going to affect not just them, but the people in their circle. When you go to college, you're picking the school that you want to go to, the campus you want to live on, and the place you want to live. And in the NFL, you're waiting for somebody to tell you where you're moving to. And, you know, how people that work for you. I work for Tyree. His agent works for him. And so there's a lot of new.
How different is it for a guy like him coming from a Mac versus guys that obviously like Sam came from USC? You know, this process, how much more important is it or different for them?
I don't think it's too different. Josh Allen was from Wyoming. I came out of UTEP, you know, which is a really similar setup and situation and level. They were better than us and won 10 games this year, but... you know, either way, it's a transition. You go from USC to the NFL. You can make the argument it's not as big a jump, but you're still going college to pro. You're still going amateur to professional. You know, it's new for everybody. And so it takes a certain sense of a level of maturity, and it also takes a certain level of, you know, of just kind of who you are as a person and how you're going to process information. And Tyree is off the charts in both those.
And obviously, I had asked you about Josh, his rookie year. What did you think about, you know, where he went?
Yeah, I think... you know, with Josh, it was, you know, he had a super, super successful rookie year. But I look at it a little bit differently. That was not a team that was going to win the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean that he didn't try and win the Super Bowl and try and win every game, but I've been around the league long enough to know that wasn't a Super Bowl roster last year. I don't think anybody would argue that, right? Drafting a quarterback at 7, that's usually not what the Super Bowl teams do. But what you do want as a goal is you want him to play a bunch, and you want him to end the season on a positive note, on a crescendo, getting better, understanding the game better, and you want momentum going into his first offseason. That was the goal that we had laid out, because he got a chance to play, and then he got a chance to sit for a couple weeks with an injury, reevaluate, watch, then he got a chance to come back and play. They ended on a positive note, and they have a ton of momentum, and nobody in Buffalo is wondering if he's the guy. That's the number one goal. Look at Arizona right now. Look at Baltimore right now. And then look at the Jets, and look at the Browns, and look at the Bills, right? And so for Josh to end his year with that much momentum and the confidence that everybody has in this organization, in this city, that he's our guy, that's really all you want coming out of your rookie year is experience, get a chance to watch, get a chance to play, and end on a positive note.
What's your relationship with him now? You know, because he has his coaches here, and obviously you still work with him, I'm assuming. So how does that dynamic work?
So him and Sam Darnold and Kyle Allen, the guys that I trained for the draft last year, they got really tight, so they've been renting a house together since January. Right down the street from me. They work out in our group with us every day. So Tyree and Josh have been throwing 4 days a week together for the last 3 months. And it's more of a community than a camp. I'm not a coach. I'm just kind of like one of the guys in the group, just organizes it. And they all help each other. And so I'm continuing to work with Sam and Josh and Kyle from last year and Deshaun and some other guys from the years past. And but Tyree and Josh have spent a lot of time together.
So real quick, he'll follow the Bills program, but you're there for kind of for guidance to be there with him and all that. I mean, right?
He has a trainer. Yeah, he has a trainer that handles all the running, lifting, cutting. All those guys work out in the same group. The same guy that's training Tyree for the draft, it's the same guy that's training those guys. So they run that protocol, and then I'm throwing with the guys and doing meetings with them.